Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Overtown Sports Show with Mike Wood, coming to you live from the City of Medicine, Durham, North Carolina, on this, the 14th day of June 2016. Well, we've had a great week, month, year of guest on the show, and tonight everything continues. We have LaTonya Lamonte, the head coach at Winston-Salem State University, the school I first started out at back in 1980. Yes, it was rough back then. We had to carry those stone tablets across the yard in our backpacks. It was so long ago, and that chisel and hammer wasn't easy either. But yes, back in 1980, and she, Coach Lamonte, has gone back to her alma mater to coach. And I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, she is one of the hot young coaches around the country, and she is going to go far. Worked with her last year over at North Carolina Central. She was the assistant coach there. She's branched out from the tree of North Carolina Central, that coaching tree, and she is such a hard worker. And I know good things are going to happen for her at Winston-Salem State University. So, also tonight, Linda Van Smith, co-host, she will be with us. Without further ado, we go to Coach Lamonte. How are you doing this evening, Coach?
I am well, and thank you for that awesome introduction. Thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
Hey, it is the truth, Coach. You are absolutely one of the best. You're one of the hardest workers I think I've ever been around in my entire life, and
I really mean that.
I mean, from pillar to post, I mean, there is none
thank
better.
Thank you.
Now, coming back to Winston-Salem State University, having played there, like I said, not back in the day when I was there with the stone and tablet, but, you know, coming back to your alma mater, and how does it feel to just be honored? And I'm going to tell you, to be honored to even be in the conversation, to be thought of, to head the women's program there.
You know, it was an honor. And I think I had one of my moments when I was speaking with the athletic director, Tanya Walker, and she was giving me her vision and her plan for the program and also for the athletic department. And it just stuck with me when she kept saying graduating champion. And that's something I want to be a part of. And, you know, Winston-Salem State has won so many championships in all their sports except for women's basketball. And so right there, I took that as a challenge, and I'm looking forward to trying to do something that's never been done before on that level.
Yeah, and that's something really people know me. They've heard the show for a long time, that I am really into the educational part of it first. I mean,
yes.
You know, basketball, football, baseball, all that stuff is cute. Winning CIAA championships, winning national championships, all that is cute. But if you don't win in the game of life, then all that means nothing.
Oh, yeah.
So,
the biggest thing is
to educate our young people, to help them become productive members of society. And education is just not on a basketball court. It comes from, you know, coaches have a lot, even in college, have a lot of influence on their players as far as doing things right. I'll give you a perfect example. My sophomore year, we didn't have a very good football season. The last game of the last practice of the season, the coach said, okay, it's the last practice. I'm going to give y'all a reward today. We're going to run 15 instead of 25 wind sprints at the end of practice. Every day that we can remember, we have run 25 wind sprints and 25 hard ones to finish the practice good. Okay, so he's going to have us run 15 today. We looked at him with this look, and I'll never forget. We had this look on our face like, wait a minute, we're not going to – Coach, you don't understand. And he actually broke down and had tears in his eyes. I'll never forget that, because we said, Coach, you don't understand. This is not the last practice of this year. This is the first practice of next season. So we've got to do the same thing now that we did the whole season to get ready for it next season, because it's a process. And we understood that way back then. Now, when you talk to your players now, they're brand new. You're new to them. They're new to you. But did you see that? You know, that what I call the hunger in the athletes. I want somebody to inspire me, even though you're supposed to be inspired yourself. Let's face it. They're young people.
Oh, yeah.
I want somebody to inspire me to do my best in the classroom as well as on the court.
And the good thing about this team is that's the main thing they kept saying, even throughout the interview process, that they want to win. They wanted something different. And ironically, I've been speaking with the players, and just a good example about that. Last week, I was at the doctor's office with my youngest daughter, and I sent out a text message to the entire team, and I said, "Hey, ladies, you know, this is the freshman. I'm including them in our group chat. Everyone, please state your name so we can get to know each other, and then that way you guys can all exchange numbers and stay in contact." No lie, within 25 minutes, I had over 100 missed text messages. And it was from the players communicating with each other, and then they decided to start a group meet so they can talk to each other a little bit more. But the thing is, like I explained to them, is buy-in. When I first got here, I called every single one of them, and I told them, you have to buy into the system. You're going to not like me at times, and it's only because I want to make you better, not just as a player, but as a person. And I've already given them my spiel about academics. I'm huge on academics. And so right now, the things that I have them preparing for, they have to get ready, because if we don't excel in the classroom, then, you know, how can we excel on the court? I want to excel in both. And if we can win and graduate champions, that's the big motto right there, is graduating champions. Then I think we've done our job as coaches. So I'm pretty excited about the season. I'm excited about the players and them buying in. I sent them a packet, and I promise you, it was almost 30 pages of workouts and drills and different ideas to be doing this summer for 12 weeks. And at first I was like, I wonder how many of them are really doing this. But then I got text messages with them asking me questions on certain drills. So I felt better about it, is that they're literally wanting something to accomplish something this year. So I'm not going to say or put it out there that we're going to do something big, but I'm just hoping that if they work hard this summer, then it will definitely carry over during the season.
Yeah, it's all a process, you know, and it's very refreshing to hear coaches, especially, you know, older coaches, you don't worry too much about them. But to hear younger coaches,
right,
you know, say, you're not going to like me from time to time. Because to be honest with you, if
right,
I'm your coach, I'm not there to be your friend. It's not my job. You know, I'm not going to be, well, I'm there to guide you. Now, I'm going to treat you just like you're mine. Oh, I'll fight. Oh, I'll fight for you. Lord have mercy. I'll throw blows
right
at anybody that comes at you. But the thing of it is, I'm not your friend. We're going to get out there
right,
and we're going to do what we need to do, and we're going to do it right. Now, let's talk
right
about, and I know you haven't had time to really grasp everything, but you look at the past. An example, when you were playing there at Winston-Salem State, and now you're coming back now. What is, how have the, and I know it's changed a lot, because I rode by there about 3 months ago, and Winston has grown. It's just taken off. What is the difference, or what do you see as a difference between the program then as a player and now you coming back as a coach, the different perspectives?
It has to be the administration. When I was there, I'm not throwing shade to any of the athletic directors, because we ended up having two while I was there. And those two were about athletics, but I don't feel like they bought into athletics the way Ms. Walker has. Like, she is literally for her coaches and in ways trying to make us better as coaches and make us think outside the box and be creative. I don't feel like that my coaches had that same opportunity when it came to that. And I feel like that what she's doing is she's, for instance, on Wednesdays, our student athletes have to dress up in order to walk around campus. They have to put on professional clothes. Why? Because now they're being prepared for the workforce. You know, when you go to work, you're going to have to dress professional. So now if you're doing that every Wednesday, think about what your closet's going to look like when it's time for you to go out and get a job after you leave in 4 years or 2 years. You already have an allotment to get you started. Things like that will prepare you mentally to grow. Not only that, but the campus has changed. The dorms have changed. When I was there, I mean, we had all-girl dorms with a mom. You had a dorm mom, and she would lock that door at a specific time of night if you were not in that room. Whereas, you know, now kids can freelance. They have keys to get in and out of the facility. You know, back then, it wasn't like that. It literally was like World War III. You were trying to figure out a way to sneak into your dorm to get in at night. You know, that's a big difference. And even the administration on campus, there's some that are still there from when I was there, and they love and have a passion for the institution. And so when you add all that together, having an administration that supports you, your athletic director supports you, and you got people on campus that are supporting you, I mean, that's why you win right there. You have so many key ingredients. And our president, our chancellor, is awesome. Like, I've been looking at videos of him dancing with the band, him being, like, the biggest cheerleader for the athletic department. So it's really, really a good atmosphere that I'm coming back to. So I'm pretty excited.
Now, You got your season coming up. Of course, like I said, last year you've been in the MEAC. You've also been around to other conferences around the country because you've also been assistants at other schools. But looking at the CIAA coming in, what you've had to, and I know you have looked at tape after tape after tape, and you have studied, and you got books and volumes on the shelf. I know that already. I know that about you. I guarantee when you walk in the office, they may have had books and scouting reports and everything up there, and you were like, that's cute, put them in a box, I'm putting mine up. And I know you, so that's cute, I'm glad you did. But what do you see about the CIAA this year? I mean, and I know you anticipate, okay, we're going to come into this, it's a process, people are going to have to be patient and wait for the process to take effect. Like you said, the thing you want to see this year, okay, you got seniors coming up, you got juniors coming up. The biggest thing this year is learn the process and graduate. The biggest thing. You winning, too. Don't get me wrong. Winning is important, but we're not going to focus on winning. If you don't focus on winning to begin with, you will win.
They don't focus on it.
Well, I'm not saying not focusing. I mean, that's the wrong word to say. If you don't make that winning a priority. But what
that's
I'm saying
a priority,
is,
yes, sir.
Yeah, you don't go out there and tell the kids, win. You mix in win in the conversation.
No.
You mix in championship in the conversation. You mix in the pressure's not on you. The pressure's on them. Remember, you're having fun. They're the ones that's got to be really, really concerned.
Right.
I'm not going to say, not saying don't win is not. I'm not.
Right.
That's not the right thing.
Oh, no,
but,
I understand.
Pressure's not on you. How do you see the CIAA from top to bottom this year?
You know what? I still think the CIAA is very competitive. You know, a lot of people don't realize how competitive that league is. When I was in the MEAC last year, you know, I literally kept looking at it and saying, oh, my gosh, this is almost like the CIAA because you got so many great teams in the CIAA with history. For instance, you got Shaw, and a lot of the Shaw players are Division I players that have come to Shaw University. So you're already going up against teams that are D1. For instance, Virginia Union won a championship last year, and they had a young lady that transferred from Michigan State. And she was incredible. I mean, she had games where she scored over 40 points. But the biggest thing that I have to tell my team is I have to focus on us. We have to do what we do very well. And with them buying into the system, and they have a lot to learn because I'm going to run something totally different than they did before. You know, I literally stopped looking at tape on Winston-Salem State because they were walking the ball up the court. I am not a walker. I want that ball pushed up the court. So,
you know why I said that, Coach, because I remember coming to summer practice last year, and I don't know if I hate to say this, but if some of our players from last year up at Central had lost their mind and decided they were going to walk, and I remember the picture in the movie Alien where the thing came out the guy's stomach and the skin peeled back? I saw your skin just peel out.
No, you have to respect that court. Exactly. I used to say that all the time. Respect the court. As soon as you walk into these lines, you got to sprint into these lines. Don't just walk. And so I do have an issue with that. And I did tell the players that I was like, look, I have an issue with walking, and I have an issue when I'm talking and you're not looking at me. But the main thing is, if we buy in and we go in here and we work hard and we get better, that's how you win. You win by getting better. And I tell them, I just want to have fun. Like in all of the championships I ever won, we had fun, and the girls enjoyed it. You know, it wasn't one of those, oh, I got to go to practice. I want you excited for practice. Just like I want you excited about your education. I want you excited that, man, I'm getting a degree out of this, and I'm doing something that I love. So I'm really, really pumped. But we are going to change up a little bit of the things that we've done before. But, I mean, when you look at Shaw, you look at Virginia Union, you know, Livingstone now has changed coaches, so I know they're going to be a little bit different than they were, but I was looking at them as being in the top half of the conference as well. You know, and even looking at the bottom, you know, last year with St. Aug where they finished, I mean, they finished with maybe 8 players. So it's a little different with them because they're coming in with something totally new next year and next season. You know, and then all the other teams that I paid attention to, I think it's going to be really, really good. I just think it's going to be a great season. I'm excited where we can finish, and, you know, I'm excited with where the girls can take themselves if they just really come in and do the hard thing this summer, which is called getting in shape.
Yeah,
so that's
that was
the one
so
thing
funny.
I have challenged the players with is getting in shape. I want them in shape.
It was so funny that you, once again, I'm thinking again, I forgot where we were. And something was going on in practice, and you I heard you say in a very stern, not loud voice, but a very stern voice,
mm-hmm.
"Look at me," or something. It was some kind of situation where you're trying to do something, and I know your pet peeve is that, looking at you. And it was so funny because there was a custodian in there, and he was cleaning up. And dadgum, if he didn't stop and go, "Okay, I'm sorry. What did I do wrong?" That was so funny. You just I was like, "What?" Anyway,
yes.
Linda, you got some questions for Coach?
I do. Wow. First of all, Coach, I just love the fact that you are setting your team up for success by their dress, which is awesome.
Thank you.
That's what you said. And also, I'm listening at your demeanor. You just seem so sweet and reserved. What is your coaching style?
Oh, wow. Thank you. I'm both. I'm sweet and I'm reserved. No, to be honest with you, I'm not going to say I'm Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I'm not.
Okay.
But I am passionate. I'm very passionate about the game.
I can tell.
And so when we're in practice, I'm telling you, I'm like one of the biggest clowns, but I'm also focused. And
okay.
I want to just hard and play hard. You know, sometimes I can understand jokes, but there's a time and a place. I do. I just, when it's time to play, it's time to play. And I'm passionate about it, and I'm going to be your biggest cheerleader and your biggest critic all at the same. So that way when you see me, you know you're going to get the same thing from me. I'm not going to change. And that goes from our starters all the way to the people who may not play. I'm going to treat you the same way because you never know what type of impact that player is going to have when they eventually get that opportunity. And so I feel like you got to treat everybody with the same type of demeanor, the same type of passion, and the same type of love. But the thing is you got to treat them differently because everyone reacts differently to the way they're being treated. That is one thing I've learned. You know, I've been coaching now for a bunch of years, even though I don't look like it. But I have learned that you got to treat each player differently because they react differently to different situations. So you got some that you can be stern to, and you got some you just got to love on. You got some you got to yell at, and you got some where if you're going to yell at them, you got to take them to the side and do it because they will break down. And so with my coaching, I have to realize who I'm coaching. And once I get that down pat, it's on. It's going to be on from there.
Right. Now, you mentioned about some things you plan to do differently. Can you speak on that a little bit for this season?
Mm-hmm. We're definitely going to be pushing the ball at the court. The one thing I thought Coach Hall did a great job of is defense. Winston State was one of the best defensive teams in the conference. And so that tells me right there we can play some defense. The thing they struggle with was scoring. And looking at the amount of points that they average, I want to average more points than that. Defensively, we're still going to keep that intact. I have a lot of different defenses I want to run and initiate, but I also have to tailor everything to the team that I have right now. I mean, I know what I want to become, but I have to become of what I have in front of me. So when I actually get to spend time with the team, which is going to be in August, that's when I'll definitely be able to put in the plays that I want to put in and – you know, work on a different offensive concept that we want to do. But we will be pushing the ball, playing a little bit of emotion, doing a lot of cuts. I can't say too much because if I have some of the people on our conference that are listening in on this call, they're going to be ready for me. But but we are going to try to do a little bit different offense and defensively.
You know, I had a coach one time come up and tell me, you know, like even when I coached, like, I don't know, 20, I was so many years, I don't even remember. Let me put it this way. I coached so long that the first group of kids I coached, their kids came back and played for me. So that lets you know how long I was around. Yeah, I know. That's when I retired, too. When the kid said, "Oh, yeah, my daddy was so-and-so," I'm like, I looked at the head coach, "I'm done. Have a nice life. I'm done." But anyway, it's like, you know, I hear coaches all the time say, "Well, I don't want to give away too much about what I do." Well, to be honest with you, the first couple of games of the season, first two or three games, people are going to know what you do anyway. But our coach always used to tell us,
"I'm going to change it up. I promise you. I'm going to change it up every time."
Well, but you know what? There's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun about basketball or football. You either run it, kick it, throw it. There's nothing new. But it's like, you know, and it's almost like I could stand there at the line of scrimmage and have my quarterback say, "We're going to run the ball right here, right through this gap, right here, right through a gap. We're going to run it right now," and then run the play through there. But if you execute your play, if you do what you do, you're still going to be successful with that play. And so, you said, I love that. You can't worry about what everybody else does. You got to worry about what you do. Do what you do well, and then let them catch up. And that's basically, you know, basically the whole thing. Now, if I was a kid and you were getting ready to recruit me to come to Winston-Salem State University, which I feel is one of the best universities in the state of North Carolina, I can truthfully say
it
that.
It is the best. The best in North Carolina, yes, sir.
Wait a minute now. Hold on, you got to put a capital letter on that T.
It is the best university in North Carolina.
Wait a minute now.
Number one nursing program in the HBCU in the country. Our programs are immaculate, that's all I'm saying. But I do understand the love and the passion you have for North Carolina Central as well. They are
correct.
Linda, Well, at least you didn't go to that community college in Greensboro. But anyway.
Oh wow! Yes, sir.
I say something wrong? I need to use my inside voice.
You did not.
I mean, it's a good little 2 year school. You can't go nowhere else. I mean, they'll take it. They got Pell Grants available. But look, see, Linda, see what you're making me do, Linda? I wasn't going to do that today. I was going to be nice.
But you did.
Yeah,
You did it, Miss Linda.
I did. It was so wonderful. I'll say it once again. That football field is all grass. We went there to play a game, and it was all brown and looked like a quilt from Beverly Hillbillies. I'm just saying, if y'all are agricultural school, why in the world ain't y'all out there agriculture? I mean, I'm just trying to figure that out. But anyway,
wow.
I'm not gonna say anything about them. I promise I wouldn't
Andy
do that.
But you already
know. So right now, I love their chancellor. I'm gonna tell you that Dr. Martin was awesome for Winston-Salem State with the growth, the start of the growth. So I am gonna put that 10 cents in there as you're butchering A&T. I do like their chancellor.
Oh, so he left Winston-Salem and went to A&T?
He did.
Wow.
He did.
All right, I was going to say, I'm not going to do it. I was going to say something, but I'm not going to do it. Yeah, I am. I got to. I can't go. No, I'm not going to do it. But anyway, I mean, you know, I guess you can go to the lesser of this. Anyway, so if you have a kid that wants to come to Winston-Salem and they're looking at a school, they're looking at a program, especially the educational aspect, because that's what you sell it anyway,
yes.
You know, not where somebody's winning a championship, but the educational aspect. What would you tell that young person, be it male, be it female, what would you tell them and make them really, really want to come to Winston-Salem State?
Well, first I'd run down and figure out what are they wanting to accomplish out of college. You know, some kids come to college and they don't have a clue of what they want to do. So the first thing I want to know is what are your interests, what are your likes? From there, then we can talk about majors, and then you can learn about the vast majors we have. I mean, we have so many majors on our campus that are excellent. You know, besides nursing, we have our business program. We also have MBAs that we offer. We also have a sport management program that I was affiliated with, which has one of the best advisors. I'm sorry, we have the best advisor on campus in Dr. Dennis Felder and Coach Conley. You know, not only that, we have a physical therapy program that's really tops in the country. And then our therapeutic rec, a lot of kids are doing well. Not only that, students that stay in the state of North Carolina are being hired at a 90% rate from Winston-Salem State. So when you have all these different factors, why not be a part of the Rams? You know, we have professors that are caring. We have an academic department that is incredible. It's called Hill Hall. When I was in college there, it was our science building. It was like living on a string because I swore we blew that building up every time we had a science experiment. They've gutted that building and made it into nothing but academics. It's academic support. So if you have any type of problem on campus, whether you're a student or not, you can go into that building. They'll have tutors for you. There's group meetings, group sessions. There's different people who can work one-on-one to help you. If you have papers that you're writing and you're struggling, because, you know, we have to be real. A lot of our African-American kids are struggling coming out of the inner city schools when it comes to writing. So we got a writing center that's there to help them, to prepare them for life after graduation, because most kids talk in text. You know, so that's why I like to talk to you on the phone, because then I can figure out if you can complete a sentence or not. But because of that, we have so much to offer on that campus. And then the clubs that we have, just things that are going to prepare you, because now time management is going to be key. It's going to be crucial. With you being a student athlete, you got to have the time set aside for practice, academics, because you're going to go to class probably after you've practiced that morning. You got to figure out your time schedule so you can make sure you get some food in you, because you got to nourish your body. You know, from there, you're probably going to have a film session. From film, you need to make sure you're going to eat again, get a snack in before you go to study hall. So time management is key. That's why I think a lot of athletes are great when it comes to jobs, because they've learned how to manage their time while they were students. So academically, I do. I feel like Winston State has so much to offer. And I feel once you come on this campus and you meet people that are professors and you see how caring and loving they are, it makes such a big difference. It's great. I'm excited to be back home. I don't know if you can tell, but, I mean, I haven't been back to this institution since 1999. And then walking back on that campus, I'm going to tell you, it became a surreal moment on May the 11th. That was the second day I was working. And I walked campus, and I was meeting people, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you're still here. I remember you. Please tell me you don't remember me, because I've changed. I have, ma'am. You know, so it was interesting seeing some of the people that were there when I was a student. So it's great to be back.
You know, what's really interesting, what you just said, when you go back and you look and you say, oh, my God, you're still here. At my age, going back to my old high school, what I say to my old teachers is, oh, my God, you're still alive. So it's a
difference.
Wow. What? When you're 112, you're still doing it. Go away.
See, no, they're telling you, see, I was just fresh out of college when you came out of high school. That's all it was.
Oh,
you had young people.
Well, let me tell you, I wish that was the case. 1999, I wish that was the case. Oh, my God. I mean, golly, when I got out of school, you won't even thought of probably. But, you know, and I can say this about Winston-Salem, though, and I, you know, from going there myself is, yes, I tell you one thing. I don't know, you know, the things have changed, and we had, you're right, that science building, somehow was pulling a fire alarm every other day because, like you said, something was blowing up every other day. I mean, windows getting blown out, man. But you know what? The research went on, you know. And,
yes, it did.
But those
and it's produced
wings,
a lot of doctors.
Still
I have a lot of friends that became doctors.
Yeah, they had to take care of all the injuries. But anyway, I'm kidding. I'm just joking. Now, those chicken wings were great, though.
There was also an actor that graduated
from
Winston-Salem State, too, right? There was an actor who graduated from your school, and I can't think of his name.
Yes, you know what? Well,
oh, my God, there was a commercial.
There's actually two. I know there was a young lady that was in The Color Purple. She was the one that was singing when they went to the church. She ended up being the daughter. At the very end. She graduated from Winston-Salem State. And then there was a guy who's a drummer who played in the Notorious B.I.G. movie, and he has another movie coming on TV One. He graduated right before I came to school, so they both were a little bit older than I am. And you know what? I take that back because Lucky – and that might be who you're talking about that's doing commercials. I just know Sean Lucky. He's also an actor, and he was doing a lot of Broadway. Me and him are around. He's probably like a year or two older than I am. So I know about three people that have graduated from Winston, but you might know of someone else that I'm not sure of right now.
And it might be Lucky.
You know,
that's
an
actor.
And also, right down the road, you know, once again, that technical school there in Greensboro, that little community college, they also had a real famous guy that graduated from there, too. I think he tried to repopulate the earth, and he was an actor too. What was his name?
Wow.
Jesse Jackson. Anyway.
Oh my God. That's so bad.
Did I say that too loud?
That's so bad.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
I got to use my inside voice. Oh, God.
Oh, that's so bad.
Anyway.
A visitor on campus a couple of weeks ago, though. We had the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, not Elijah Muhammad, please forgive me. Oh, Lord, I said Muhammad. He's passed away. We did have Farrakhan. He was on campus just visiting because, you know, he ran track at Winston-Salem State. And so he was coming back looking at his own stepping grounds before he left to become, you know, within the Muslims.
All right, well, Coach, thank you so much for appearing here on the Overtime Sports Show. We'll get you on again probably after the season's over with. The CIAA season's over with. You get to go to that wonderful tournament there in Charlotte, one of the biggest, best tournaments. And I want everyone to know this, and I'm going to say this before we go off the air. The CIAA tournament, and I know that the people don't want to hear this because they don't want to hear the actual facts and truth, but the CIAA tournament is bigger than your ACC tournament. It's bigger than your SEC tournament. It's bigger than your Pac-10 tournament. The CIAA is the oldest, the largest, and the best tournament in the nation.
Wow.
And I know they don't want to hear it because they don't want to hear the truth, but it is. I'm sorry. So, but anyway, thank you so much, Coach, for appearing on the show, and we will talk to you, like I said, the end of next season, and we'll get you right back on the air.
Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait.
All
thank
right.
you guys again, and it was nice talking to you. I know I haven't met you before, ma'am, but I look forward to
yes.
hopefully meeting you. Okay?
Okay, have a good season.
All right, thank you, and bye-bye, Mr.
All
Wood.
Right. Bye-bye. Talk to you
take
later.
Care.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That was
bye-bye.
Coach bye-bye, Latoya Latoya Lamonte, the head coach at Winston State University, women's basketball coach here on the Overtime Sports Show. And it's always a pleasure to talk to her. I'm telling you, Winston-Salem got themselves a jewel. They got themselves a complete jewel in Coach Lamonte, and they're going to do very, very well there at Winston-Salem State University. Well, Linda, that wraps up another show today here on the Overtime Sports Show. And, well, coming up, the next show we have is going to be Adrian Jones, and that's coming up on the 20th of June. And then after that, you have an interview with Juanita Ferro, the author of The Common Good. And everybody tune in to that. It's going to be 6:30, of course, every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Blog Talk Radio. But, again, tomorrow, no show. Wednesday and Thursday, no show. You know why? I've got to have a vacation, too, just like everybody else. So we won't have a couple of shows on, but a couple of shows this week. So until next week, until the 20th, you be safe, and I'll talk to you then. And happy, and all you guys out there that are fathers and those who are taking the place of fathers or those who are in the role of fathers, please, happy, have a happy Father's Day. Talk to you later now. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.